This is Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. A nearly 200-year-old bar in the West Village is known for being a haven where LGBTQ patrons and their friends can relax and sing together in relative peace. But WNYC's Emily Lang reports coronavirus has changed things.
Before COVID, a regular at Marie's Crisis may have grabbed a vodka soda, waited for a piano player like Brandon James Gwynn to play a show tune that spoke to them. Maybe Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods.
It will be their song. You just never knew they knew that song. And then there'll be somebody they don't know across the bar who knows every single word. And then all of a sudden there's this like Maria and Tony thing happening where like these two strangers are like, you know every word of this song. We must be best friends forever.
Marie's is a dive bar in a basement the size of a suburban rec room. Its drinks come in plastic cups, but it's that warm physical camaraderie that keeps people coming back, like Barnaby Edwards.
It's about the community and it's about group singing and having a good time together rather than making somebody else the center of attention.
About 4 years ago, that everybody knows your name closeness was threatened when the bar was featured on a TV show.
Diana, what is this place?
Marie's Crisis.
It's where lines stretched around the block. So to keep it a safe haven, there's an ironclad rule: no filming. The piano players are known to stop mid-chorus if they see a flicker of a cell phone flash. Here's Gwynn.
You are going to take away why you came here in the first place if you videotape a stranger trying to sing their heart out.
But the no filming now seems archaic. The eight piano players got together and started streaming nightly sing-alongs on a Facebook page. Just one piano player at a time, taking chat requests for 5 hours every night. It started out just for regulars, then exploded. Now nearly 30,000 people from all over the world have joined. In my own little corner, that's Gwynn on the Facebook stream. He's had his keyboard and he has soundproofing on his walls and an LED ring light.
The emotions are, I love you, I'm fabulous, you to the B.
Some are wondering if they should capitalize on the new audience. They imagine a global Marie's where everyone's singing Seasons of Love. Maybe they say there should be a live stream from the bar, but Gwynn thinks that that would destroy what makes Marie's Marie's.
That's a threat.
But there's another idea. Maybe there should be two Marie's, one in person and one online. The virtual one is BYOB. Emily Lang, WNYC News.